USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The president planning to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's optimistic, saying this during a State Department briefing.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends.
Pompeo says the two countries are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea. A White House staffer who made a comment about John McCain's vote not mattering because he's dying is in some hot water. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders wouldn't talk about it during the press briefing on Friday as reporters continued pressing her on the issue.
I'm not going to get into a back and forth because, people want to create issues of leaked staffing.
There are reports that Kelly Sadler said McCain's opposition to Gina Haspel's nomination for CIA director doesn't matter because he's dying anyway. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
President Trump out with a plan to lower prescription drug prices from the White House, saying,
"My administration is launching the most sweeping action in history to lower the price of prescription drugs for the American people."
He says drug costs are a big issue, blaming powerful special interests.
"We're very much eliminating the middlemen. The middlemen became very, very rich."
Meantime, more details coming out about a shooting at Highland High School in Palmdale, California, Friday morning. Captain Darren Harris with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department saying the suspect was 14.
Ultimately able to locate that suspect and detain him. And a short time later, with an extensive search, we were able to locate a rifle.
Another 14-year-old in the hospital after being shot in the arm, a lockdown put in place, students sent home. People living on Hawaii's Big Island still on edge as more lava outbreaks expected from the Kilauea volcano. Scientists believe there will be an eruption that will throw rocks the size of refrigerators into the air. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The Homeland Security Secretary may be getting ready to quit. There are reports that Kirstjen Nielsen has a resignation letter written up, but hasn't turned it in yet. It got serious after the president said she failed to improve border security at a cabinet meeting. There was some confusion in Alaska Friday morning as a tsunami warning was accidentally broadcast about 7 o'clock local time. This is the third mistake this year with the U.S. warning systems. The warning saying a tsunami warning had been issued for the state at 7:02 a.m., there were internal tests happening at the time to get the alert timing down if there were an actual emergency, but they were never supposed to make air. Netflix warning users about a new phishing scam. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
This fake email says, quote, "Your Netflix membership is on hold. If you fall for it, it will then proceed to steal your credit card details." The email threatens victims with alarming language and account suspension if they don't give their credit card info. Researchers at Malwarebytes say it's a, quote, "fairly sophisticated scam that uses a security certificate and a website that really looks like a legitimate Netflix login screen." But they say don't fall for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And it's going to cost a Miami man $120 million for a program he set up that made 100 million robocalls between 2015 and 2016. The FCC fining Adrian Abramovich, calling him the perpetrator of one of the largest and most dangerous illegal robocalling campaigns they've ever investigated. This is USA Radio News.